I'm excited.
So I guess to kind of start with, Ben, since you're going to be in Dallas, I'll start with you. Your kind of foray into this, you seem so confident coming into Boise State. Can you talk about going into it, like the mindset you had leading up to the actual event, how this whole thing really inspired you to kind of have a voice?
Yeah, so I actually had a friend go the year before me, and he made it to the runoff in the governor election for, I think, the Nationalists. And he told me, Ben, this is your thing, you got to get into it. And before I kind of like shipped off, we sat down for like 2 hours, and he told me, like, you know, talk to these people, do this, don't do this, you know, this is how the elections work. And so I felt like I had kind of an edge on people just because I had an insight. But of course, once I actually like got to the program, I like nothing can prepare you for that feeling of there's like 1,000 people around you and all of y'all are really exceptional and you haven't really figured it out yet or got your footing in anything. And so it was a bit overwhelming at first, especially because I just didn't grasp the pace at which it would all happen. So I kind of missed my window to run for governor. And yeah, so I pivoted really quick. I made a lot of like seat of my pants decisions just to get in. And honestly, most of the time I was kind of just doing what I felt would work. And like, it was a lot of faith and a lot of kind of blind flying and instinct.
Renee, I would love to ask you next. You have one of the great early moments in the film where you give amazing speech and you become a pivotal part from the very beginning. Can you talk about, kind of similar to Ben, your mindset going into it and what you wanted people to know about you? Because I think your presence became very aware to everyone that was at Boise State basically from the very beginning.
I will say that I didn't really know what Boise State was. You know, my debate coach signed me up for it, you know, told me in passing. And so I had no expectations. I just came in, waited in a really long line, and I was like, I guess I'm gonna figure this out. You know, the first day I felt a little, you know, out of my element, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm a little like quiet, just trying to figure out the rules and stuff. And then second day rolls around, and I just lost my election for like, you know, the Senate, and I'm like, I wanna do something. And so I'm sitting in the crowd during the state party chair, like, elections, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to run. Like, I'm writing this speech, like, in the crowd, and I'm asking people around, be like, would you vote for me, trying to get the temperature of the water? And then I suddenly just, like, I decide to give the speech because, you know, I just heard some things that weren't factually true, and so I was like, I want to go correct that. And then, you know, it turned into this whole, you know, documentary experience. I was in charge of so many people. Like, it just all happened in a blur because of a spur of a minute decision.
Very nice. Steven, I'd love to jump to you. Can you talk to me about working, or not working with, but getting used to the camera? And not just Jesse and Amanda, but I think Thorsten as well. I think there's an element in the movie where we get to kind of see you awaken to the fact that you're starting to be covered and you're starting to be looked at by these folks. Can you talk about the presence of the camera?
Yeah, for sure. I met Thorsten and Jesse at the orientation for the event, and after speaking with them and interviewing with them, they asked me if I wanted to be a subject, and I said yeah. We had done an interview that day, and then they had decided to, I was working for a congressional campaign here in Houston. They decided they wanted to film me kind of walking, you know, block walking, knocking on doors, kind of hanging out in the office. And it takes a little bit getting used to having like a big camera just pointing at you the entire time. And there's, you know, Jesse with the boomstick and Thorsten with the camera. And I'm really glad I got that experience at the very beginning because it prepared me for Boise State, knowing that I'd be mic'd up from, you know, 7 o'clock to 11:30 at night all day with a camera crew of two following me around. Daniel Carter was the person that was assigned to me, along with Drake Roy, who was the boomstick person. So it was very interesting at first, in terms of like just actually looking at the camera. And what I think is really amazing about the film, you know, the cinematographers and the editing by Jeff Gilbert, is how there's never a camera in sight, really, throughout the film. And most of us don't really pay too much attention to it. We kind of got used to it by the first day, and, you know, it really just became the background the rest of the week. We were kind of more focused on winning an election than paying attention to the person who was next to me. Although, did form a really good friendship with Daniel and Drake, as they, you know, shared in my suffering of the Texas heat for a week.
Kind of going off that Texas heat, I know obviously you guys have been used to that, but I would love to ask each of you, off camera, what was your best experience while in Austin? You know, was any particular food moment where you got to go to a good restaurant? Anything that we didn't get to see that you had a blast in Austin with during that? We'll start with Steven, and then I'll go to the next guys.
I think I had In-N-Out for the first time at Boise State. The day we arrived, we were checked in, and we had some time before we had to meet up and do our own thing. So there is an In-N-Out right next to Kin Solving at UT Austin. Like, just a little bit of a walk to get there. It was okay. And then that's not coming from, like, a Whataburger stand either. Like, I don't really care much for Whataburger, which is going to cost me the state of Texas in 2036. you know, we can cut that. But it was like, it's okay. I mean, the fries were not that great. The burger was all right, you know. I remember that being kind of disappointed, you know.
What about you, Renee? What was your kind of favorite Austin moment? I know you're a UT student, so that, you know, you may have felt a little bit more at home, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. I lived in Austin for a minute, so I was always at the UT campus. I will say that I didn't really get time to, like, do anything to enjoy myself. And to be honest, I wasn't really interested, because, like, I've seen it and I've experienced it. I was just really, like, focused on doing the work. I don't think I ever left, you know, like the premises. But I will say my favorite off-camera moment, I think when Steven just reminded me of this, like, a little while ago, but like when me and Steven first met and we were just like talking and dropping hints that we were liberals until we both were like, wait a minute. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. It was, we had like, we were trying to keep our political views close to our chests, and then little by little we're kind of like, are you, without ever saying it, and just laughing and being super excited that we, you know, had kind of basically the same viewpoints, you know, which were drastically different than most people who were there. It was awesome. I really wish the cameras weren't filming that. It was just me and him by ourselves. I'm not sure why we didn't have the camera crew on us, considering that we're both followed. It was weird, now that I think about it.
Ben, flipping to you, not only just a moment off screen, but if you want to talk about being a part of, during the show or during the movie, the side that wins, that must have been, like, the after party must have been exciting, you know, like just the victory lap, I guess.
Yeah, it felt good. And it's something I don't really talk about much in general, just because it's not really in my nature. You know, I kind of focus on what's ahead. But I remember there's that scene in the film where they're announcing the results, and there's a little bit of me kind of celebrating it, but the focus isn't on me in that moment. But, you know, I remember hearing it, just every euphoria, you know, ecstatic. Everyone around me, like, we're all hugging, we're all, you know, like, shouting stuff, and it felt great. And then I remember I met with everyone in the, you know, everyone that I'd been working with really closely in the campaign. And we shared this moment where we were just all kind of in awe that we pulled it off. Like, it just, you know, the scene they got from the documentary was me saying, like, that was shock and awe. And it's like a nice quote, but it was more than just that. I mean, it was like, we were all just stunned and we were still processing it. And I remember we went back, because we had to go back to our dorms pretty soon. And I went back and I was in the same, like, dorm hall as Eddie, the guy who won for governor. And you know, we'd already become friends over the week just from working together, because like I picked him out pretty early as like, yeah, I think you have a really good shot at this. And so we'd been working together and sticking pretty close. And then I remember there was a scene where we were sitting in a hallway and we were talking to one of our counselors, and, you know, then it just became us, and, you know, we're just kind of reminiscing, and it felt like just the feeling of kind of the dust settling, and it just kind of reflecting on how it all worked out, like the blow for blow. And there was just like a lot of optimism and like happiness in that moment. It was pretty insane.
Well, thank you guys so much, and I wish you guys the best. You guys make our Texas politics and our Texas future so much brighter. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for your time. It's an honor.